Good morning, this past week is Daf Sadehem Seches Irvin. We started the 10th parak, last parak of Seches Irvin, on the bottom of the first omud. So that's what we'll start today. We'll start with the 10th parak. Okay, start from, let's see. Right. Sugi is a little complicated, Suga, but we'll be able to try to sort of just set the bits of the groundwork. Okay? So let's hear the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Moitzit film. On Shabbos, someone finds film. Zokrashi, Moitzit film, the Soda, B'vakam Shnevodim. He's walking in the Soda and he sees a period film, more than one period film, we'll see, with Soda in the place, Shnevodim. That there's a concern that it could get ruined. Bizoyin, the motive of Bizoyin. And therefore, there's a need, or there's a chiv, we'll see, to do something, to bring it in, that it shouldn't be nevet. So Zog Mish Machnison Zugzug, the Tanakhama says, Machnison Zokranash Le'ir Lubais. You bring it into the city. Bais, a mokum mishumer, zug zug, one peer at a time, right? Number of peers, the heter is one peer at a time. Now Rashi explains, eche b'roish v'eche b'zroyan, one on your head and one on your hand, meaning you're wearing them, to carry them in your hand, would be probably so, right? So on Shabbos, right, either you're walking down the Amos Bishos Rab, or problem of maybe I'm bringing it from the rishus, one rishus to another rishus. So that wouldn't be mutter just to carry it because of hatzol. Hatzol is the basis of the heter over here, but that's not matter. I miss the rice, right? So that's why you're wearing it. And that we'll see. That's the very important point over here. That the point of wearing it over here is to make it into a malvish tachshit. Is a malbush, right? It's not massy, not carrying it. So that's why it won't involve a problem of hoitso. Mavidal Ramis. So Zog the Mishnah, Zog Zog, Echa Brosh Vecha, Bezoi Mahainu Zog. Kedel Shloish and Bechol, the way it's filling is worn Bechol. Bechol is the Tobin Machis and Zog Echa Zog, Ad Yechol. And you come back and forth, one peer at a time. Put it on, bring it in, take it off, go back. As I have the Tanakhama holds that the heter that we have over here is only one period of time. And Amil Lo Mishnayim Shnayim, the Amil holds that two at a time. Zog Rashi, Zog B'Roish, Zog B'Zroya, with more boy time of my name. More asks the question, where does number two come from? We'll see. That's the one we learn. We'll learn now. Okay, so this is the basic halacha of the Mishnah. I think we'll hold it right over here as far as the Mishnah is concerned, so we'll be able to have time to discuss the Gemara. So we have again, tefillin are found out besode, a place that they're nevad, get ruined, mutl b'bizoyin, and that's the necessity to do something about to bring them in. Carry them in your hand, you can't. It's a problem of Haitzah, we'll call it, general term. The only way to do it is by wearing it, and it's Machlekes, Tanakam and Ramliel, how many you can wear at a time? One pier at a time, two piers at a time. Okay. Now that there are two pieces of Gemara over here, which we have to see, we'll try to learn the first piece quickly. Then we'll learn the second piece of Gemara, and then we'll have to see how they come together. So let's see the first piece of Gemara, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara says as follows: Zugin Tfeiloi. Zug Echad in Tfeiloi. The Gemara right now says that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says, Zug Echad in, one peer is mutter, Tfei loy. More than that, you can't. And that Gemara says, Lema tnan stoma loik Reb Meir, that this, our Stam Mishnah, the Tanakam from Mishnah, as the Tan Stoma, is loik Reb Meir. Apparently, this would seem not like Reb Meir. De'i Reb Meir, ha'omar levish kol mash yochol lilvish, o'etziv kol mash yochol letiv. That according to Reb Meir, we'll see, we have a source that according to Reb Meir, it will be mutter to wear as much as you can. Put on as much as you could fit. So if the Mishnah is limiting us to one pair, it apparently will be not like Reb Meir. That's what the Mor is saying over here. Now, who's this Reb Meir that we're referring to? This not. Learn to the Mishnah. Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. Over there, it's discussing a situation of a delay. If there's a fire in someone's house, and you want to save things in the house from being destroyed in the fire, and again, it's a problem of haitzah problem, and you want to taking things out. Derech malbush. This nan ulsham moitzi kol klei tashmishoy. To that place, Rashi says lechotzer shesmucha leika. It's a lechotzer which is nearby where the fire is. Moitzi kol klei tashmishoy. You could take out all kelim that he uses. V'loivish kol mash yochol lilvish. This is a point that we want to see. Loivish kol mash yochol lilvish. V'oitiv kol mash yochol letiv. And he should put on as much as he can. He should wrap himself as much as he can, and that way bring it out. So this Mishnah would seem to imply that derech malbush, you have the head of derech malbush as much as you could fit on. So that's more than we're saying. So by us, you know, you could just wrap on as many tefillin as you can, according to that Mishnah. Then they would all have the heter of derech malbush. That's what that Mishnah seems to imply. Kol mash yochol lilbush. Right, so that's what the Gemara means, that lema tnan stomo d'leik Reb Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Meir in that Mishnah. Now, the Gemara so far understands that, well, it's true, it's not that Mishnah, but we didn't say that Mishnah is Reb Meir. Where the name Reb Meir come to that Mishnah. On that Gemara says, Vahi stomo maid Reb Meir. How do we know that that's that Mishnah's Reb Meir? Dikutani Allah, loivish mbaitzi yupoishit, v'loivish mbaitzi yupoishit, afilo kolayim kuloi, divir Reb Meir. Okay, fine, so the Gemara says that we have, on there, we have Reb Meir commenting on the din that Mishnah, and he adds a comment on the Mishnah itself. That's where we have the idea that Reb Meir is the one who holds the original law from the Mishnah. Okay, fine. So again, the point that the Gemara over here is making is that our Mishnah, Tanakama from Mishnah Koponim, which limits one pair of tefillin at a time, would seem to be not like Reb Meir in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, that he says that Heder Derech Malbush would apply as long as anything you get on. Put on as much as you can, then it's considered that you're wearing it, and there's no Haitzah issue. Omar Rav, on that Rav says, I feel to him, Reb Meir. No. Our Mishnah could work out with Reb Meir. It's not a contradiction, the two things. Hosn derech malbush kechol shavir abonon. V'hocho derech malbush kechol shavir abonon. There's one general rule which both Mishnayos are really working with. That Chazal allowed a person to do the same way he would dress during the weekday. Hosn the b'chol kamad boy lovish. Over there, you're talking about wearing clothing. So during the week, a person, if they want, they could, and it's possible that a person does, will wear a lot of clothing. So therefore, they're concerning Hatzolah on Shabbos, the Rabbanon allowed him to wear as much as he wants, because b'chol person could do such a thing. That's concerning real clothing. Here, we're talking about tefillin, that in the weekdays, no one wears more than one pair of tefillin at a time. So too, over here, the heter, the chazal gave him, is only one pair, and not anymore. So the Gemara is telling us that the heter that Chazal gave, according to the Tanna Kamma, is according to the way that people wear b'chol. There's no standard of how many sweaters a person could put on. Therefore, when you're talking about real clothing, you could do as much as you want. However, concerning tefillin, no one wears more than one pin at a time. We'll see why. It could be that it's even also to wear more than one pair of tefillin at a time. But regardless, people don't wear more than one pair of tefillin at a time. Therefore, the heter is limited to the way people wear this b'chol. Right? So that's why it's not a contradiction. It's really one basic fundamental foundation, which just happens to play out differently over here and over there. Right? Let's see the Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Levish Mashi Yochol Lilbush. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Living Hatzolas Dleikot Nan B'chol Kisvei Kodesh. Right, this mission over here is concerning saving things from a fire. And Perikol Kisvei in Misechet Shabbos that discusses that topic. Ulsham Umoitzi. So that Rashi fine. Lati Mora says Hosom Dekoy Bishar Mabushim. Over there is talking about other clothing, real clothing. Person during the chol could wear as much as he wants, whatever he wants. So that's why there's no limitation over there, because whatever you're doing is considered what a person would do b'chol. However, tefillin zug echad in. Now Rashi says something over here which we're not going to fully appreciate right now. When we see the next piece of the Gemara, right, then we'll understand this better. But let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says zug echad in. De kosovar Shabbos. Zman tefillin hu. Shabbos is Zman tefillin. Now, like this, now, what we have over here is, this is a point that comes up in the Gemara over here. We'll see later, the Gemara, the next daf, tells us who this is, where this can come from. But it's machlekes whether Shabbos, Minatir, is Zman tefillin or not. Right? Is Shabbos, is there a mitzvah of tefillin, chiv to put on tefillin, like we have during the days of the week? Does that apply on Shabbos? Or not. We'll see, regardless, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. It might be a din drabbanon, but we're talking on in the Ikra Din whether Shabbos min ha-Torah is zman tefillin or not. So Rashi says, Dikosovar Shabbos man tefillin. Who? Shabbos is zman tefillin. Umshim hochi shari, and that's what the heter is based on. Being that Shabbos is a man's tefillin, so theoretically, if a person wanted, especially saying, to put on tefillin, he could. And because of Hatzolah, that's not a basis for more of a heter. So that's why this situation over here is not going to allow him to do more. You know something? Excuse me. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so Rashi, this is Rashi relates over here. We'll see after we learn the next piece of Gemara, we'll come back to see whether this is really limited to this or not. Because the next piece of Gemara is going to discuss what the machlek is, Leel and the Tanna Kamma is. Right now, we're just discussing the Tanna Kamma Shita, how that will work out with Reb Meir, and the Gemara says it's not a contradiction. So at this point, this is what we have over here. Rashi makes a mention over here that the Tanna Kamma holds Shabbos as his man's film. And the basis of what you're doing now is really because tefillin could be worn, really. And there's no special heter over here, Mishum Hatzolo. It's not allowing you to do any more than you would normally put on. So that's why over here you're limited to one. That's what Rashi says over here.
Does the work include is the Tanna Kamma is Reb Meir? It seems it's much from the next stop that it is, but it's saying it's not, it could be.
So, right. So the truth is that there's a Tosis over here. This first Tosis talks about this, right? And he mentions like what you're referring to, probably. See, if you look at the Tap Tosfos, Tosfos says, "A brayis lekamon dekatoni behedra meir oim machnisim zug zug have motzil mifroch the meir the meir." Right? Like he's saying that the Gemara really could have asked a stronger question. The way the Gemara is saying over here is as if you know, could this Mishnah be Reb Meir or not? Right? As if we have no reason to believe that it is. But like you're saying, it's really clear in the Gemara later on that Reb Meir does hold like this halach over here, and therefore Tosfos says, in as much as the Gemara at that point thinks that our Mishnah doesn't agree with that Reb Meir, so really we could have asked a stronger question. It's a contradiction because it is Reb Meir. Right? So we shouldn't talk about over here what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that. Right, but you're asking your point. This and this is what we shouldn't talk about. Right, what's the nature of the Gemara's question over here? Do we really think that our Mishnah really is not Reb Meir? Right. Very good point. Okay, so that's the top choice. We shouldn't talk about that. Okay, now we want to go a little further into the Gemara and we'll get a little greater clarification over here. So Two peers. So this is what the Gemara wants to know, right? The Gemara seems to be that we understand a basis of one peer at a time, and we understand why it's different than other begadim which you could do many. But Rav Gamliel Shita right now the Gemara wants to understand. You see, by the two dots, Rav Gamliel loymer shnayim shnayim. Now that the Gemara asks, like, it's makasover. What does Rav Gamliel hold? Gemara is asking on a monofshoch, right? Regardless, we don't understand where the number two comes from. Ikosava Shabbos zman tefillin hu. If Rav Gamliel holds Shabbos is zman tefillin, like Rashi mentioned, that was the last thing that Rashi mentioned in Tanna Kamma. Zug echad in tefeloi. So then he should only be able to wear one pair, not more than that. Why two? Now Rashi says like this, my kasovar, let's see the Rashi. My kasovar, the koshori shnaim shnaim al tefillah. What does he hold which brought to the heter allowing two and not more than two? The number two. Where does he get to two? Right? What's the basis of his heter that allows two? And that heter is also limits by two. I kasovar sakrashi shabbos man tefillin hu. Mishum hochi shori, the basis of why it's mutter is because Shabbos is his man tefillin. Avalat sulei tefei min hametzviloi, but the heter to be matzil to save tefillin was never given more than the mitzvah. So if that's on that Gemara says, then zugeichet tefillah. And as if what we're allowing over here is based on the fact that Shabbos is zman tefillin, means you let it put on tefillin anyways on Shabbos, right? I mean, it's a zman to wear tefillin, and that's what is really going on here, right? We're telling him to put on tefillin like the ikar din is. Showing so the ikar mitzvah is only one pier. That's the more thing. Zugeichet tefillah. V'ikosavar Shabbos lavzman tefillin hu, and if Rav Gamliel holds the Shabbos is lavzman tefillin over here, lavzman tefillin, so the reason why he's putting on tefillin is not based on being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. U'mishum hatzolo derech malbush shor ulei rabbonon, and the heter over here is because this is considered derech malbush. We'll see. This is a wearing a tachshit. We don't view this even without the mitzvah. We don't view this as a masa is carrying. We view tefillin even without the mitzvah as a tachshit, as an ornament. Derech malbush shor rabbonon. If so, afilu tfei. Now, if it's not based on the mitzvah, and that's why you're not limited to the number that the mitzvah talks about, and that's why you can have two. So if so why the limitation of only two? So as many as you can fit on, right? You know, it's an ornament, right? It has nothing to do l'chayra with the mitzvah. You know, so as many as you can get on. It doesn't have to, you know, be necessarily, you know, a workout with the mitzvah. So it should be even more. That's the more asking. So where does the number two come from? Yes, let's hear again the question. Right, the Gemara has over here two possibilities what the heter over here is based on. Is the heter based on the fact that Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin and we're allowing you to do what the mitzvah, what the Iker mitzvah allows you to do? That's the basis of the heter. So the Iker mitzvah is only one peer. Right? When you come to two peers, that's the question on that side. Elamai, that Shabbos really is a lav zman tefillin. So the het is not based on the fact that we're telling you to do the mitzvah and put on the tefillin, because Shabbos regards as lav zman tefillin. So the het is based on the fact that even without the mitzvah happening now, tefillin is considered an ornament, a tachshit. It has a din of a malbush. You're not actually carrying it, you're wearing it. So if that's what, and that's the basis of wearing two, because it's a tachshit, so it's an ornament what you're wearing over here. You're not limited to the mitzvah. If so, then why are you limited to two? And you should, as many as you can fit on at a time, you also should be able to do. So that's what the Gemara has difficult understanding around Gamliel Shita. Right? And that's Kibshute why Rashi explained in the previous Gemara, the first Shita, because the Gemara by us says that when we're asking on Gamliel, and we're asking where does number two come from, we understand where one is coming from. Right? The Shita of one is based on the fact that the heter has to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is one. So that's where the heter of one comes. That's understandable. But I was asking, where does a heter of more than one come, but not more than two? Where's this number? That's the most difficulty over here. Let's see the Rashi over here. Lavas man tefillin hu. This is the second side. If Shabbos lav zman tefillin, who was shor l'rabbanan derech malbush, mishum detachshir hu l'gabein, v'loy ma'asoin. And the basis of the heter over here is because wearing tefillin is not a ma'asoin, which we look at as a carrying a package. That would be carrying it, not a carry on Shabbos. But if you're wearing it, so you're not carrying it. So you could either be wearing clothing or tachshit, you know, an ornament, just like people wear jewelry, right? It's different, not clothing, but it's a wearing. That's what it is. It's a lavush. So that's the heter. V'afgap lavurche, hocham shumatzol sholi. Rashi over here says something that shumatzol allows you to wear it. Otherwise, it seems to be that it wouldn't be mutter. This is a problem of lav urche. And this is where the heter comes in. Chazal allowed you to wear it, even though it's lav urche. But the basis of the heter, this Rashi seems to be saying that it's a tachshit. Since in the Iker Hadin, it's a tachshit. It's really minatoyer. The Iker Halachlof, there's no deal carrying over here. There might be problems why in other circumstances we wouldn't allow you to rely on the fact that it's a tachshit. But him shumatzola, it's mutter. Akoponim, the Gemara says, well, if it's intrinsically a tachshit, and mishumatzola, we're allowing you to rely on the fact that it's a tachshit, then there shouldn't be any limits. So where does two come from? And the Gemara says as follows. Loilam kosava Shabbos lavas man tefillin hu. Gemara says that Rav Gamliel holds Shabbos lavas man tefillin hu, which seems to be saying like this, that if it was based on Shabbos is his man tefillin, if the heter over here is based on the fact that you're doing the mitzvah, so that's you're limited to one. That side we couldn't budge. We have to try to make things work on the other side. Shabbos is lavas man tefillin hu. I were asking, so you could even wear more than two. And that Gemara says, "V'chishor rabbonim liinat solo derech malbush b'mokum tefillin." That even though that the heter over here is derech malbush, but there's the limitation. More than two comes from the fact that we only allow you to wear it b'mokum tefillin. Where it's usually worn during the week for the mitzvah. That place is where we allow you to use the heter derech malbush, even though there's no mitzvah now. And that Gemara asks, the question that you have to ask over here is, okay, fine, but where does two come from? Yihachi zog echad in tfeiloi. So it should be only one. I mean, during Bechol, people only wear one beard, right? That's right. So where does two come from? And that Gemara says, there is place on a person's head for two tefillin to be worn at once. Of course, we'll see that it's a problem for a person actually to do that, but being that the heter, like the Gemara says, is derech malbush b'mokum tefillin, Chazal said that in the mokum tefillin, the place where tefillin could be worn, and it's the proper place for the mitzvah, that's where they allow you to wear the tefillin. So as large as that spot would be, and as many tefillin as you could fit in that spot, which would be where one to be mekayim the mitzvah, he could be mekayim the mitzvah in that spot, that's what the heter is based on. So the Gemara just told us that a person has, on a person's head, the mokum tefillin is a large enough area really to hold two pairs of tefillin. So that's where the number two comes from. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. B'mokum tefillin, haroi laniach boi tefillin. The place where it's fit to put tefillin. She'en kol haroish kosh laniach tefillin. The entire head is not a place where it's fit. It's kosh to put tefillin. Ella kodkoy levad. Meaning means that the Gemara until this point thought that we were looking at tefillin as stam ornament. So far, it's like we said before. So you're not limited to the mitzvah, right? So you know you can put it on the back of your head, side of your head. You know it's there's nothing to do. The mitzvah doesn't give any regulations over here. But now the Gemara on that the Gemara answers that the head there, derech malbush, was only as a person would wear it to be mekayim the mitzvah in the mokum of tefillin. So therefore now you're limited to a place on the head, we're talking about at this point, where you could be mekayim the mitzvah. The entire head is not kosher, el ha-kod kod levad. Now Rashi says like this, v'charitz yesh shom, sha'at film yesh v'mboi, v'einun bolten kol kach, kid l'kamon. Now Rashi adds over here something to explain the Gemara over here, that why is this limitation? Rashi says as follows. For charitz yeishom, person has an indentation in a person's head, shatfilin yoishfin boy, that's the spot where the tefillin are sort of sit in there, in that spot. The einon bolten kol kach kid l'kamon. And the tefillin don't stick out as much. Right? There's like a sort of like a groove in a person's head, and they sort of fit in over there. Uva Shabbos Nami, so now on Shabbos, even though we're going with Lavzman Tefillin, but Asrad Lechozule Lav Tachshidhu, in a place that it's not fit, it's not considered a Tachshid, Shabolt Nyoysi Midah Halkamasi. So this Rashi over here says something interesting. The Rashi says over here that the Mokum Tefillin, that the Gemara means over here, is really a difference whether it's a Masi or not. This that we can consider Tefillin a Tachshid, is only on a spot that it fits on properly. If you have that place where they have the indentation on a person's head, and the tefillin sort of fits into that setting over there, that two-slat area, then it's considered a tachshit. But any other place on the head, being that you don't have that, it's boiling, it sticks out, it doesn't rest on there properly, so it'll be a massive.
Do you understand like this or like this? I don't understand that.
Okay, that we'll have to see. That's not openly discussed in the Gemara.
But that's what Rashi's trying to explain. I understand,
right?
That's what Rashi's saying.
I don't think that Rashi, what your question is. Like Rashi just talks about some kind of chritz that you have.
But the halacha is it has been in the right makom. So now the question is how where what is it? Stam is here, no?
Okay, so I don't know. We in the Gemara itself, we don't have
whatever. Is it here? So I mean, yeah, is it here and here? Is it here and here? Is it here and there?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so that we have to find out. Back up on, but the point over here that we want to say is that Rashi, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, Rashi says that at this spot, it's not a tachshin, it's a masa. That's what Rashi says over here. You know, if you could have learned the Gemara and see, other Rishonim don't agree with this. If you look in Tosfos, right, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Just appreciate what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is learning the Gemara that there's an intrinsic difference between this place. Not just, you know, Chazal allowed him to wear it in the usual place where it's worn, which is the Mokum, which is kosher. But Rashi says that there's a difference that this Bechlal that it's considered, can be considered a Tachshid, is only been Mokum Tefillin because there's a difference between certain places on the head. If it fits into that area, then it'll sit on the head like a taksha would be. Other places on the head, it doesn't fit into this indentation. There is no indentation there. Then it's a masik. If you look in the third Tosfos argues on this. V'chishar abon le'ina atzol derech mabush mokum tefillin. Pirish b'kuntris. This is that refers to Rashi. Rashi says the shloib mokum tefillin hein bolt in yoyis midai. In a place which is not the mokum tefillin, they protrude more, yoyis midai, too much. V'nire kemasi. V'lechein osir. Right, Tosha says it's nire kemasi. V'ein zu sfora. Tosha says that this doesn't seem to be a sfora, doesn't seem to be logical. Ela nire datamishun v'loy mikri malbush el v'mokum shirogolan la'nicha b'chol. And that Tosha says only a place where it's Rogel anicha b'choil, could we consider it a malbush? That's the difference. B'choil, no one wears tefillin other than for the mitzvah. That's when it's worn. So even though it could be considered a malbush tachshit, but it's limited to the way it's usually worn. It's worn only in a place where it's kosher for tefillin. That's what Tosfos says. But it has nothing to do with fitting into the spot, not fitting into the spot. Akoponim.
So Tosfos wouldn't allow two.
No. The Gemara says two. Right. The question is that why are we limited? I mean, today is Shabbos. Shabbos is Lab Manfilum. You're not being carrying the mitzvah over here. Right. So why is the heter that Chazal gave limited to the mokum of tefillin? The Mokum of tefillin says that there's a room for two, right? And that's the basis of Ramil Shita, that you could wear two. The head that you do that you can carry now is because it's a tachshit, right? So the question is, what's the connection? The Mokum makes a connection that will consider the tachshit only in the Mokum that's roy for tefillin. Why is that? Why is that so? But Rashi tells us that because it fits on the head differently. It attaches itself to the head differently in the Mokum Tefillin and not in Mokum Tefillin. That's what Rashi says. And that's the difference whether it's a Masay or a Tachshit or not. Why? How well it fits on the head. That's what Rashi says. Now Tosfos said that doesn't have to do with that. Right? Tosfos said as far as feeling the head, it's all the same as far as we're concerned. The difference is that we could consider it a Tachshit, Derech Malbush, only in the place that it's usually worn. Right? So the fact is that since people wear tefillin for the mitzvah, so the place where they're wearing it is only the place where one could be making the mitzvah. So that's why the usual place of wearing tefillin is only in these two spots. So today that you're doing it derech malbush, you limit it to these two spots, and that's why the heter is only on two pairs. Right? You have a heter for two pairs, but it's limited, not more than two pairs. Now the Gemara at this point is only discussing the Shel Rosh. The Gemara wants to know, what's with the Shel Yad? On that the Gemara says, Hanicha the Rosh. This is good, it's from Shel Rosh, the Yad Ma'ik L'meimer. On that the Gemara says, K'dafun, D'marafun, Pabim Sh'olim Bob Nasodeh, V'chevel Asal Rosh, V'msak M'Rosh, V'kosh M'Zroyoy. Okay, let's skip over here just a little further down. The Gemara has a Havimino to explain that, and the Gemara has problems with that. Elo kid Omar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Mokum Shiyesh Birosh Shiroel Nechvei Shtei Tefillin. The Gemara says that just like We just mentioned before that on the head there's room for two tefillin. So too on the hand is also like that. So that's why the hand also, there's a hat on the tefillin shayat to wear two at one time. That's what the Gemara says over there. Right? And you know, I guess you have to work out according to Rashi whether you have that, you know, kind of metzias over there. Does it, it's a better fitting in that? Okay. So far, what we have over here in the Gemara is, again, we're coming to explain in this Gemara so far, Shittas and Gamliel, where does the number two come from? Right? Why is it that you could do more than one, but you're limited to two? Once you're more than one, you're out of the limitations of mitzvah, and obviously you have a heter of derech malbers, so that was the Gemara's kasha, you should be able to do even more. And that Gemara says that the heter of malbers, even though you're not actually being mekayem the mitzvah now, you're not doing the mitzvah now, but what's considered malbush is we're guided and we're limited to how the mitzvah could be in this kayim, the mokam ha-mitzvah. And the mokam ha-mitzvah, we just found out, the Gemara tells us, is that there's a spot, sai on the head and sai and the on the hand to fit two tefillin at once. Okay, now the Gemara says, let's skip down to over here. See that a few lines down. Lema b'drav shmua b'rav yitzchok kamiflegin. See what that is? Gemara says, now that we just established that Ramam Liel Shita of two is based on the fact that there's room for two, so the Tanakhama who says one, the Gemara at this point is thinking that, so maybe that is the machlokes. Is there room for one or for two? I mean, everyone really agrees, according to this, that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, and the heter is because of derech malbush, which is in the mokum of tefillin, and the machlokes will be whether or not the mokum tefillin, all that is space for one pier or for two piers. That's the Gemara saying at this point. The Tanakhama says one pier is because he doesn't hold, and therefore he says that the Mokam Roif of Tefillin is only room for one. That's why he's saying one. But Ramiel Isle, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, and Ramiel holds of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Now, according to this, this would be not like Rashi explained the Gemara before. Might Rashi explain the Tanakhama Shita that Hilts of Shabbos is his man's film, right? Which the truth is that's how the Gemara right away started the understanding of the man the Omar that holds one. Akapon, the Gemara at this point is entertaining the possibility that maybe that is the whole machlekes, whether there's room for one or two. And that's the basis of one pair and two pairs. The Gemara says, "Lord, the Kuli Alma Islahu Drav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok." Now, the Gemara over here, right, is going to discuss different possibilities of explaining what Machlekes is. So, the Gemara, "Lord, the Kuli Alma Islahu Drav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok." No, that's not Machlekes. Everyone agrees to what Shmuel Yitzchok says, that really there is place for two. If so, so what's the basis on Tanakhama who says only one? Machlekes over here is whether Shabbos is man tefillin or not. Tanakhama sova Shabbos man tefillin, and we'll sova Shabbos lavs man tefillin. Now, the explanation over here is really like Rashi mentioned before. When we say that the Tanakhama holds Shabbos is man tefillin, what we mean to say with that is that's the basis of the heter. The basis of the heter is that regardless, Shabbos Mitzaratzmoy is a zman to put on tefillin. You could be mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillin. And that's the basis of why we're allowing you to put on tefillin over here. Now, if that's true, so fine, so you're limited to the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is only one. Amil Sava Shabbos Lavavan's filling who Amil holds that Shabbos is Lavavan's, like what I just saw in the Gemara. The Het is not based on that. The Het is based on Hatzolah. And therefore, we're considering this a Tachshit. And that's why you can have really more than one. And the limit of two is like we just mentioned before. Let's see the Rashi on this. Zok Rashi. Tanakam Sava Shabbos Man Tfilin Hu. Like this is what the Gemara is saying right now, that the Machlokes is whether Shabbos is his man tefillin or not. Zok Rashi, Umishum Hatzolo Loi Mishu Beitfei Min HaMitzvah. And Hatzolo, really, the fact that there's a necessity to save something is not going to help us carry, to save, more than the mitzvah itself is. The Lav Tachshit Ninu, Rashi says, because it's really not a tachshit. Now, this would seem to imply, and this needs a little explanation over here, how this works, that if tefillin is not considered a tachshit, so you have to know exactly what, how does the mitzvah allow me to carry it over here, right? You know, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah to put it on, fine, mitzvah to put it on, but that's not necessarily a heter. Where you say there's a heter in Hoytzah on that, right? So this needs a little bit of explanation over here, how this works. It would seem to be that when we're saying lav tachshin inhu, it means that it's not intrinsically a tachshit, but while one is being mekayim the mitzvah, then we could view it as a tachshit because of the mitzvah. That's what Kipshuta you seem to be saying over here. That's the question over here. Is it intrinsically a tachshit, so and therefore it's not dependent on kiyum hamitzvah, or this that we could view it as a tachshit is only while one is being mekayim the mitzvah. Right, that's Kipshuta, how we would try to understand this.
Why can't you say malbush? It's just a malbush.
Okay, I mean, that's what we mean. I mean, tachshit malbush, right? what we mean to say over here is that when Rashi mentions the lav tachshit ninhu, we need to learn that it's not a tachshit at all, right? And so then we'd have the question: so why could you do it? How was mitzvah allowing you to carry it? There's no mitzvah, you know, from kindness is filling. Not a heter to make a hitzah. You know, even kind of mitzvah in your house. The mitzvah doesn't tell you to carry it.
But the mitzvah the mitzvah is to wear it, though.
Okay.
It's not like it's carrying a lulav and esrog here.
So, but what do you mean to say? I'm just entertaining the possibility that if it didn't become a tachshit or a malbush, I don't think we'd be able to say since it's a mitzvah.
To wear, I mean, derech of the mitzvah is not to wear, you know, actually a lulav.
Okay, but we want to know what's the heter for haitzah? That's what we want to know.
But you're...
Then it's a malbush.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Rashi says the lab tachshit ninhu.
Malbush doesn't mean it's a tachshit, though. At least in my mind, a malbush doesn't mean it's a tachshit. The derech of the mitzvah is it's like sitzes. Well, I guess those sitzes are not a malbush. I just had a point here. Okay.
All right. Okay, I just want to raise that point over here. Now, so let's hear Rashi again. Rashi's saying the Tanakhama holds Shabbos is his man's filling, and that's the basis of the heter over here. Because of the mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore, you don't have a heter for more than the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is just one. Two, not the mitzvah. Now Rashi goes even further. Something which comes up in the Gemara a little bit later. Rashi mentions, V'chol shekein, dekivan dezman tefillin hu, v'ika bal toisif, osi isa bal toisif, v'mashvi lehu alei kemasi. On that, Rashi says there's an additional problem over here. There's an Issa Baal Tosif. There's an Issa Baal Tosif. Now, Rashi tells us two things over here. First of all, that there's an Issa Baal Tosif. But Rashi says that the Issa Baal Tosif, that in itself is a reason for us to consider the tefillin as a masri. That's what Rashi says. Osi Issa Baal Tosif, umashvi lehu alei kemasi. That in itself is a reason for us to look at it as not a tachshit, but a masi. So that's why according to the Tanakhama, being that Shabbos is man tefillin, so you have an additional problem, being that it's man tefillin, so you have the problem of Baal Tosif, you're adding on to the mitzvah. Now, this will just mention quickly that, I mean, this in itself is a whole sugya, an issue about this. Baal Tosif could be in one of two ways, one of two possibilities, that either a person could add on to the number of something. If a mitzvah has a certain number, four minim in the lulav, I think Mara talks about that person adds a fifth min, that could be a problem of Baal Tosif. If it comes together, a person adds another bias, parsha, and tefillin, right? Instead of four, five. This Gemara over here is discussing doing the mitzvah over again, right? That's what you're doing over here. You're doing the mitzvah twice, right? It's not, right? You're not making the one tefillin different, you know, instead of four parshas, five parshas. But what you're doing is over here, the mitzvah is one shalosh, and he's wearing two shaloshes, right? That's the Baal Tosif over here, which Rashi talks about. So that's the Tanakhama Shita. Tanakhama Shita, let's hear that again, is the Tanakhama, according to Moran, wants to say, holds the Shabbos is man's film, and the root and the basis of the Heta has to do with the fact that the mitzvah of tefillin is only one peer wearing two peers at a time of mitzvah could even cause problems of Baal Tosif, which Baal Tosif itself is a reason to look at the second peer as a masim. Right, which will which is a Shabbos dicker problem. Right? Aside from, right, they have to also a little ha'or that, you know, what happened, why isn't Baal Tosif itself without the Masi? Or doesn't that cause a problem? This is a problem of Baal Tosif. You can't wear a second beer because of Baal Tosif, period, right? Even without, even if it wouldn't become a Masi. Right? Right? Okay. Zokrashi, Umil Sobalav's man's filling who? Behind no time to show the Rabbis. If Shabbos is Lavman's filling, so the wearing of the tefillin over here has nothing to do with mitzvah's tefillin. Behind no time to show the Rabbis, had so much in the tachshit who? Because intrinsically, this is a tachshit irrelevant to the mitzvah. Hilkoch, kol kamo, to have a tachshit, shori. As long as we could view this as a tachshit, it's mutter. And like we saw in the Gemara before, that there's a limitation in how we could view this as a tashin. Only the amount that could fit in the Mokum Tefillin, which happens to be two. That's where the number two came from. On that, Rashi continues, Umishum Baal Tosif Leka Hocho. And over here, we don't have the problem of Baal Tosif that Rashi mentioned before. The Enka Mitzvah Tefillin Klau, because there's no mitzvah, Shabbos Lavman Tefillin, Baal Tosif is only at a time of the mitzvah. Yeah, we'll see more a little bit later whether that has to be. But Rashi's saying that being that it's not as man's film, that's why there's no concern of Baal Tosif. El Kishar Malbush Baalmo, we view this as a regular Malbush, and really theoretically, like we saw before more, we really could have had even more than two. Right? But it happens to be that the Malbush, this that we can view it as a malbush in itself is limited to tom. More than two, we can't view it as a malbush as Gemara saw before. That was the previous piece of Gemara. Now let's just see one more piece of Gemara over here. Gemara says again, everyone saw that there's a number of possibilities over here, and that's because then there are a number of variables over here in the Gemara in order for the Shittas to work, and therefore the Gemara works out that they could be arguing on one of the many points which are necessary in order to have the Heter over here. So Gemara says like this. Vibay same with Huliyama Shabbos man tefillin. No, maybe everyone holds Shabbos is man tefillin. For Hocha b'mitzvah shichis kavono kamifligi. And Machlekes over here is whether Mitzvah Shichah is Kavona or not. Tanakhama Sovar Lot says Boy Kavona, and Mil Sovar Loi Boy Kavona. Now, we're really pressed for time, so we're going to learn, Rashi has a problem with the girsa the way it is, and Rashi learns that we have to change around the shitas over here. If you look in the Rashi, let's see that it's the third line from the bottom. We'll quickly say the Rashi because I know that we're late over here. Let's see. V'nira li. You see over here in the bottom of the Rashi? Three lines from the bottom, right in the middle. V'nira li d'hochi gar sinan. Right, the way we have it in the Gemara is Rashi has pounded that gear. So, and therefore he changes. Tanakam Sova mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavon. Right? The Gemara says the machlok is whether. Now, the concept of mitzvah kavanah means that if a person has to have kavanah losses in order to be able to the mitzvah, it has to have specific intention or not. That's the machlokes is over. Now, who holds? What Rashi says, the proper gears is the Tanna Kamma holds, the Tanna Kamma who says that he's only allowed one peer, holds mitzvah ain't shrichas kavanah. Rashi says as follows, according to everyone, it's a tachshit, hilkoch. Since the Tanna Kamma holds, in order to be Yotze, you don't need Kavona, only Maltesef Nami. So too, the problem of Maltesef is also, the problem is raised even without specific Kavona to be Yotze. Achav lo mechavin luhu lemitzvah. Even if you're not mechavin mitzvah, ikal Maltesef. Kivan des mantfilin, who since is mantfilin, we're going now that everyone else Shabbos is a man's film. And the issue over here for more than one peer is a problem of Baal Tosef. Now, what's that dependent on? That's dependent on, the Gemara says, whether Mrs. Trich has Kavona. Whether in order to make the mitzvah you need Kavona, and thereby requiring Kavona in order to have a problem of Baal Tosef. Because Baal Tosef is only in as much as we see that he's doing the mitzvah, a double mitzvah. So if you need kavana to be yates in the mitzvah in the first place, so in order for us to look at it that you're doing the mitzvah twice, we'll call it, you also need kavana for that. Mitzvah shrich has kavana. So the Tanna Kamma holds mitzvah ain't shrich has kavana. So even without kavana, you're making the mitzvah, so by the same token, the problem of Baal Tosef is even without any kavana. So that's why you have the problem of Baal Tosef always. That's why only one peer is mutter. Amil Sovar, Tzriches kavona, lots of dechei v'asay. You need kavona. Hilchach b'val toisiv. Namely over ad the mechav lemitzvah. According to Ram Liel, you don't have a problem with b'val toisiv because in order to mekayim the mitzvah, you need kavona. So by the same token, you also need kavona for b'val toisiv. And therefore, if you're not mechav, you don't have a problem with b'val toisiv. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay. Okay, this is a difficult piece of Gemara over here. We really need a lot more time. Okay, but we scratched a little bit the surface here. Scratched the surface.